my very special gratitude to all the devotees of Nigri who have dedicated such wonderful devotional service and hard work to make this event possible. Whatever service is rendered to the Supreme Lord is never forgotten. Neha bikramanasos ti pratyavayo nividyate svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhaya. In Sri Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells that whatever service one renders on the spiritual platform of bhakti is eternal. Whatever activities we perform within the three modes of material nature for material purposes is quickly washed away by the ways of time through the laws of karma. But because Krishna is eternal, Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. His body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. He is the cause of all causes and the very source of everything that exists. Because Krishna is eternal, everything in relation to Krishna is also eternal. Krishna's name, his pastimes, and the service that the devotees render to him in remembrance, it is eternal. The tendency of the conditioned soul is to forget. Even we forget the good that people do to us and we are ungrateful. That is a sinful tragedy. But the Lord never forgets. Vedaham samatitani varatamanani chajana babashani chabutani mamtu vedanakashchana. Krishna knows everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all things that are yet to come. Krishna knows all living beings in full. But no one can know Krishna in full. Therefore, any devotional service that anyone ever renders to Krishna, he never forgets. Srila Prabhupada would say that this is one of the great benedictions of the Rath Yatra. The Lord of the universe, Krishna, comes out of his temple into the streets amongst the people to give everyone the opportunity to serve him. And Krishna is so kind that he has arranged so many varieties in which we can serve. Lord Jagannath comes into the streets, does not discriminate who he gives his darshan to. In Jagannath Puri, the pandas. But on the day of Rath Yatra, Lord Jagannath expresses his will. Take me out of this temple where so many restrictions are there. Bring me out into the streets and I will invite people from all over the world. I am not concerned with their caste. I am not concerned with their education or economic qualifications. I don't care anything about the color of their skin or the particular sex that they may be born into. Krishna has told us in Gita that these are all temporary material designations. We are all eternal souls. We are part and parcel of him. We are his children. Aham bija pratapita. The father wants to see all of his children. The father wants to show his love for his children. And the father wants to attract the love of his children. So Jagannath comes into the streets on his glorious chariot to attract our hearts. In the sixth chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna tells the yogic process. the essence of what the greatest yogis do in the Himalayan mountains is explained thoroughly in Bhagavad Gita. But he concludes sixth chapter. Yoginam api sarvesham madgathen antaratmana sarvam bhajate yomam sameyuktatamava. That of all yogis, one who abides in me with great faith, rendering service to me with attachment, is the perfect yogi, highest of all. And in the seventh chapter of Gita, Krishna takes from that point, now hear, O son of Prita, how by practicing yoga in full consciousness of me, with mind attached to me, you can know me in full, free from doubt. It is very simple. This is the perfection of yoga and the purpose of life. Simply to become attached to Krishna. The whole yogic system is to gradually bring one to the point of becoming attached to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explained there are different ways of touching the nose. You can go like this, or some yogis can go from behind and around and in and somehow go like this. Or you can go like this. Bhakti yoga is direct. Other processes are indirect. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavam mam papadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sadurlabaha. After many births of following the different paths of knowledge, when one finally comes to the real point of mature knowledge, he understands that Vasudev is the supreme cause of all causes and surrenders. That person is Mahatma, great soul.
Wo vyakti vastav mein Mahatma hai.
In common society, many people can be called Mahatma. But from the point of view of God, Bhagavan, a Mahatma is one who surrenders to Vasudev, knowing him to be the cause of all causes and all that is. And how to surrender? That is the subject of the Gita. It is simple and sublime. Krishna tells, just hear from me. Be fully conscious of me and become attached to me. And then you can know me in full, free from doubt. When Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu celebrated Rath Yatra in Puri, he taught us the essence of the purpose of Rath Yatra, what it really means. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees would come before Lord Jagannath, perform beautiful kirtan for the pleasure of the Lord. They were totally absorbed in attachment to Krishna through hearing and chanting and seeing the beauty of the Lord. And through inviting more and more and more people into the holy darshan of the Lord. As we give Krishna to others, Krishna gives himself to us. We give Krishna to others through speaking his glories, through teaching people the nine processes of devotional service. As we serve Krishna sincerely, Krishna becomes pleased. When Krishna is pleased, he reveals his opulences to us. Those opulences are all attractive. The soul becomes cleansed by that association of the Lord. And gradually our attachment, the natural attachment of the soul for God, becomes deeper and stronger. That is the most important consideration of anything we do in our life. Is it helping us to become more attached to Krishna? As we become attached to Krishna, attachment to the material objects of this world decreases. As we become absorbed in attachment to Krishna, the three modes of material nature, can their effect becomes less and less in our lives. So Ratha Yatra has given such a benediction to the world. The Lord comes to manifest his opulent form in the association of his devotees, revealing the supreme opulence of his holy names, just to attract our hearts. The spirit soul, since time immemorial, is struggling for happiness. But under the illusion of the bodily conception of life, we are inevitably frustrated, because the soul is eternal, and all the manifestations within this world, both gross and subtle, are temporary. They cannot satisfy the soul. Physical pleasure and mental pleasure are our enemies, because they divert the conscious attention from the real needs of the soul. That is why yogis have renounced, detached themselves from all of the contact between the mind and the senses with their objects as far as possible. Lord Buddha taught this principle. Shankaracharya taught this principle. Lord Buddha taught very simple. The problem of this world is suffering, and the cause of suffering is desire, because from desire comes attachment, and everything in this world, both mental and physical, is temporary. It has a beginning and an end, therefore it is a source of misery. So we must become free of all attachments. And in order to become free of all attachments, we must become free of all desires. And then nirvana, liberation, no more suffering. Sripad Shankaracharya taught essentially the same principle. On the basis of Vedas, he established Aham Brahmasmi, that we are spirit soul, and this world is an illusion. Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya, that this world is an illusion, it is temporary, only Brahman is real. So we must detach ourselves through profound discrimination from all of the objects of the pleasures of this world. But it is our nature. We want pleasure. Therefore, Krishna teaches the higher principle of yoga, the highest mature revelation of the absolute truth. That is Bhagavad Gita. And after explaining the system of yoga in the sixth chapter, he begins the seventh in this way. While so many yogis are talking about detachment, 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 and renunciation, Krishna is talking about attachment. The perfection of knowing the absolute truth in full is all about attachment, not detachment. Attachment to his form. Attachment to his pastimes. Attachment to his holy name. Attachment to his loving service. Attachment to his devotee. Attachment to his beautiful form of the deity. Because attachment to Krishna helps us to transcend all of the attachments to the ego of this world. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Puri, he would hear Srimad Bhagavatam for 3 hours every day in transcendental ecstasy. And what are these great personalities teaching us? Prahlad Maharaj's quality. He was absolutely fearless. He was absolutely free from any false ego or any desire for his personal enjoyment. Why? Because he was absorbed in attachment to Krishna. A little boy, 4 and 5 years old, weeping and crying, "Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? When will he come before me?" And Krishna would respond and appear before him. His hairs would stand on end, tears of ecstasy would flow from his eyes, and he would just cry out, "Krishna, Krishna." 24 hours a day, always, he was immersed in attachment to Krishna. Therefore, whether he was thrown in a pit of venomous serpents, or whether he was thrown in the ocean, or thrown off mountains, or thrown in blazing fire, he was fearless and detached. Hiranyakashipu, with all of his powers and all of his armies, could not even for one moment invoke even a trace of anxiety in Prahlad Maharaj's mind. But we are so much subjected to anxiety. If someone says something against us, it causes anxiety. If a mosquito bites us, anxiety. Some little thing of some sensation of the body or sensation of the mind, unlimited anxieties could come upon us at any moment. But Prahlad was free. Even the great Hiranyakashipu had no power to put him in anxiety. Think about it. It's incredible. Hiranyakashipu had all the devatas in anxiety. Indra, with his vajra, was in anxiety. Even so many great rishis were in anxiety. Surya, Agni, anxiety. And 5-year-old Prahlad, no anxiety. Hiranyakashipu put 1,000 times more energy, 1,000,000 times more energy in trying to put anxiety in Prahlad than anyone or everyone else in the universe. But he could not do it. Amazing. Not only could he not destroy him, he could not even awaken the slightest anxiety in him. He was tormenting him with harsh words, stabbing him with sharp spears, feeding him deadly poison. And Prahlad was smiling. We hear Om Shanti Shanti Om. Prahlad was beyond that. Param Drishtvani Vartate. This is Prahlad's secret. He was experiencing a higher taste. Therefore, nothing in this world really affected him. And what was that higher taste? He was attached to Krishna. The ultimate detachment from material life is only possible when there is complete attachment to Krishna. And Bhagavad Gita is teaching eternal attachment. The gopis of Vrindavan, they don't want to be attached to Krishna and then die and then become God and be detached forever. Kaivalya Narakayate, for one who has tasted the sweetness of the beauty of Krishna's love, liberation without service to the Lord is worse than hell. And Lord Chaitanya would also hear from Srimad Bhagavatam the story of Ambarish Maharaj, the great Durvasa Muni, powerful yogi, attracted hundreds and thousands of disciples. He had powers not like the artificial gods of Kali Yuga. If you want to see miracles, read about Durvasa Muni. He can take a hair out of his head and create a monster that can destroy the universe. He could run to any planet in a moment. He was flying in the sky. Now, how fast was he flying? It's unbelievable. Our jet airplanes, it takes 12 hours, or 8 hours to get to London. Hare Krishna. In 12 hours, he was on the moon. In another few hours, he was in Indraloka. He went all the way to Brahmaloka, beyond material existence, to Shiva's abode, all the way to Vaikuntha, Narayan's abode. He didn't even have an airplane. He was just, his body was just moving faster than the speed of light, simply by the chanting of mantra. This was his powers. He went to Vaikuntha and back within a year, with stops and so many planets. Hari, he was a mystic yogi with great powers. And he never fell down to sense gratification, ever. I know of no records in the scriptures where Durvasa Muni is falling down to any sense gratification. He's never, ever attracted to the opposite sex. He is beyond that. He's never attached to having wealth or having a nice home. He's beyond all that. He's not attached to fine foods. He's beyond that. Powerful yogi. But yet, he's falling down at the feet of Ambarish Maharaj, knowing well that Ambarish Maharaj is so far superior to him in self-realization. And Ambarish Maharaj had a wife and children. He lived in a palace. And he had so many worldly duties. What was the quality of Ambarish Maharaj that Durvas Muni worshipped and surrendered to? Here is the most detached yogi in the universe. Ascetic. Why is he falling at the feet of this householder? Because Ambarish Maharaj was attached to Krishna. He was absorbed in attachment to Krishna. That is the purpose of life. To awaken that attachment to Krishna from our hearts. It is not something artificial or superficial. It is our eternal nature. Jivara Swarupoi Krishnara Nitya Das. We are eternally the servants of Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kabunoi Sravanadi Sudhi Cheti Kuriye Udoi. That love of Krishna is within the heart. It is the eternal perfection which is within our hearts. It simply has to be awakened. And how do we awaken that love? By becoming attached to Krishna. Sravana kirtana smarana vandana pada sevana dasyane pujana sakijana atmanivedana. Prahlad taught his realization, what he learned from his Guru Maharaj. It is through the 9 processes of devotional service that we become attached to Krishna. It begins with eagerness to hear about Krishna, and then developing the taste to chant the names and glories of Krishna. Then through this process, to remember Krishna. Because Krishna is all attractive. He possesses the 8 opulences in full, the 6 opulences in full. All beauty is in Krishna. All knowledge, all strength, all wealth, all fame, all renunciation is within Krishna. Everything that everyone is attracted to in this world, its origin in fullness is in Krishna. Therefore, Kapila Dev has said that all the rules, all the regulations, and all the teachings of all the scriptures are all subordinate to the 2 most important of all instructions, to always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. Because if we learn from proper spiritual masters in parampara how to always remember Krishna, by their grace, we become more and more attached to Krishna. Even a child can naturally become attached to Krishna by simply associating with him in this way. His divine grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, His heart was an ocean of compassion. Why? Because of his attachment to Krishna. When we become attached to Krishna, we become empowered by Krishna. Hey Krishna, Karuna, Sindhu. Krishna is an ocean of kindness, unlimited. And to the degree we become attached to Krishna, Krishna's mercy can flow through us. Krishna's loving, motherly, fatherly concern for every living being manifests through us. Srila Prabhupada taught us that when we call him his divine grace, he said, it is not my divine grace, it is Krishna's divine grace that is manifesting through Guru. Srila Prabhupada was the instrument of Krishna's mercy in this world, who traveled around the world 13 times in his old age. And besides his translations and purports to over 40 books, primarily Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, Ishopanishad, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he presented these books in practically every major language on earth, and inspired his assistants to distribute tens and millions. You will be pleased to know that by far the largest selling edition of Bhagavad Gita in the history of the modern world is Bhagavad Gita as it is by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. To educate people in the purpose of life. And Srila Prabhupada, with great effort, established over 108 temples, and by His mercy, now there's about 500 such temples. And He also established this Radhyatra festival in practically every major city in the world. And by this analysis, Nigri is certainly one of the major cities of the world. Maybe not in size or population, but certainly in the quality of devotion of the people here. Yes, by Srila Prabhupada's mercy, this Radhyatra, anywhere you go, London, New York, Los Angeles, Paris, Moscow, Sydney, Melbourne, Nairobi, Lagos, Nigri, Radhyatra. By Prabhupada's mercy, there's even Radhyatras in Siberia. Just to give people that opportunity to be relieved of all suffering forever and to taste the highest sweetness of spiritual love by becoming attached to Krishna. That is Prabhupada's mercy. In this age of Kali, the most powerful means of attachment to Krishna and purification of the heart is the chanting of God's names. Therefore, this is the way Lord Chaitanya taught us to perform the Ratiyatra, by the constant kirtan of Harinam. Because Krishna's name possesses all of his opulences, attachment to the holy name is the aspiration of a Vaishnava. In the beginning stages, we chant the holy name as an austerity. But as the heart becomes purer through this process, we become more and more attached to the holy name. Rupa Goswami revealed to us his realization of the holy name. I do not know how much nectar the two syllables Krishna has produced. When I chant the holy name of Krishna with my tongue, I desire many, many tongues. And when that name enters my ears, I desire millions and millions of ears. And when the sweet sound of Krishna's name comes into my heart, it conquers my entire consciousness, and my senses and mind become inert to material existence. Nayanam galadashudaraya vadanam gadgadarudhaya gira pulakar nichitam vapukatathavan namagrahane bhavishyati. When I chant the holy names, will my hair stand on end, and tears flow from my eyes, and my voice become choked up in ecstasy. That is our aspiration. Today, at this beautiful Ratiyatra ceremony, let us celebrate the mercy of the Lord by reciprocating with His love, by making serious commitment in our lives to associate with devotees, take shelter of the holy name, and hear the glories of the Lord, so that our attachment to the Lord will become deeper and deeper and deeper. Thank you very much. At this time, we will perform Nam Sankirtan. But first, I would like to say that it is truly my great pleasure to be here in Nigri with all of you. This is one of the most beautiful festivals I have ever seen. So many sincere and pious people have gathered together with open hearts to celebrate the Lord's mercy. So many wonderful arrangements have been made as well. To everyone who has participated, my sincerest gratitude. And now we would like to do Nam Sankirtan. As I am chanting with folded hands, please hear the holy name with great attention. And as you are chanting, please raise your arms very high and loudly call out Krishna's name.